You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we could use a few phone calls in here, I think, this third hour. So we're talking about Notre Dame, this beautiful cathedral in Paris, which lost its roof and some of the interior in this tragic fire. And people are still pointing fingers over that and saying, what happened here? Was it really an electrical fault? Was it the tools being used by the repair people? Was it somebody's idea of arson? Because apparently Christian churches and mosques are being targeted all across Europe, and you don't get much more Christian church than Notre Dame. So they're already looking at repairs to the 850-year-old cathedral, and already the idea of simply replicating the existing roof and spire has been discarded, and architects are coming on with all kinds of new ideas about what they want to do with it. So there's this award-winning architect, Vincent Calabo, and he submitted a design that will turn Notre Dame into a modern, eco-friendly building. And it's basically going to be this peaked roof. It'll be a continuous curve from the edges of the roof up to where the spire used to go. It's all going to be glass, and it's going to have plants that are going to grow food and literally give away to the poor of Paris. And apparently, it's also going to generate electricity to make Notre Dame self-sufficient. Now, I know a lot of traditionalists are going to be very upset about it, just, and especially in Paris, people tend to sort of like lock into what was, and they get very upset about new things. When the Eiffel Tower first opened, the Parisians were just horrified. And then when it finally came time for it to be taken down, which had been the original plan, then the Parisians said, no, 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 leave it up. Same thing with that glass and steel pyramid in front of the Louvre. A lot of Parisians hated that. So Parisians are going to hate this as well. But I looked at the drawing, and I don't know, maybe it's because I lived in Southern California where we had the Crystal Cathedral. But it doesn't look bad to me at all. Doesn't look bad at all. Now, we're all familiar with the concept of a light-emitting diode, or LED, and they are sold with this idea that they're going to last for years and years and years. And unfortunately, a lot of bad products were put out with them, in particular the area of flashlights, where you'd buy the flashlight because the card said LED bulb, good for 12 years, and then after only a few months, the other parts of the flashlight start to break and wear out, in particular the little plastic battery carrier, and you can't get a replacement for that. So what do? You throw the flashlight away, you go buy a new one. Planned obsolescence. Now, over in Detroit, they mounted a major overhaul of their streetlight system to replace the earlier lamps with LED illumination. So far, so good. Unfortunately, it's starting to fail just a few years after being installed. And some of Detroit's neighborhoods are sinking back into darkness. Now, the authority behind this overhaul of Detroit's streetlight system filed a federal lawsuit Monday against the manufacturer of nearly a third of the city's 65,000 streetlights, saying that a fix is expected to cost millions. Now, the company is called Leotech Electronics USA, and basically said upwards of 20,000 of these LED lights are prematurely dimming and burning out. In fact, the Public Lighting Authority is expecting a system-wide failure of Leotech's LEDs in the short term. We actually have a similar problem here in Hawaii. A couple of years ago, they started replacing our traffic lights with old conventional tungsten bulbs with these LED panels, red, green, yellow LEDs, and figured, well, that would be fine. And here in Hawaii, we can get away with that. Other cities on the mainland that have tried that have discovered that because the LEDs don't generate any heat, the snow and ice will build up on them. So they have to go on out and clean those. Here in Hawaii, that's not an issue. But what is an issue is, again, the LEDs are starting to fail. And is it just that LEDs aren't all that they're advertised to be? Or are there simply too many manufacturing shortcuts? And with these LED panels, if you lose one or two LEDs, that's not a big deal. But there are some of these streetlight panels where like half of the entire panel has now failed, which to me looks more like a wiring problem than an LED issue. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network here. The United Nations has come out with a new report saying that up to 1 million species are at risk of extinction. They're calling it an environmental apocalypse. Well, it certainly sounds very serious until you remember that species go extinct all the time. Since life began on this planet, you know, 99.999% of all life that ever lived here has gone extinct. That's just how nature works. Now, obviously, there are some cases where human activity and pollution are impacting species, and there ought to be a concern there. And I do like nature, but I think we need to start putting the focus back on human beings, like those children in Yemen who are still going hungry. And I have to raise my hand to the United Nations and say, what are your priorities here? Now, here's an interesting development. Apparently, scientists down at the bottom of the Mariana Trench, which is pretty much the deepest spot on Earth that you can do, they've discovered a bacteria that has the interesting little feature of eating petroleum. And scientists are saying these could be hopefully brought to the surface, you know, decompressed, and used for cleaning up oil slicks. That would be a really, really good thing there. Maybe just drop a bunch of them down to the bottom of that Gulf of Mexico. Not too long ago, the Nevada Museum of Art sent a sculpture called the Orbital Reflector up into space. It was sent up into space in early December with SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket, along with several other small satellites. It was designed to eject from the satellite and open into a diamond-shaped balloon that would reflect sunlight back to Earth and be visible to the naked eye. And I imagine it probably would be. I'm old enough to remember the Echo Project, which was this 100-foot-wide Mylar balloon that was put into orbit to experiment with passive radio reflection. And it stayed up there for a very, very, very long time. But it was bright, and when you saw it, you knew it was there. However, for the Nevada Art Museum, there has been a problem. During that six-week government shutdown, NASA lost communication. They couldn't keep people working to keep track of the satellite. They could not get the go-ahead to inflate the balloon. That's because many federal employees, ranging from NASA scientists to the FCC, were put on full or partial leave during the period. And as a result, by the time the government resumed 35 days later, all communications with the satellite had been lost. Well, I'm hoping that NORAD is tracking it. Otherwise, it's just another piece of dangerous space junk up there. Now, here's an interesting little article. Apparently, a team of scientists led by the National Nuclear Laboratory, working with the University of Leicester, have succeeded in extracting americium from some of Britain's plutonium stockpile. Now, americium is not found in nature. It's a byproduct of the decay of plutonium, which itself, of course, is produced during uranium fission in nuclear reactors. But it's very hot. It's very radioactive. They hooked it up to a thermocouple and found it could generate enough electric current to light up a small light bulb, which they have in a shielded area because, again, it is highly radioactive. But they're saying this could be a breakthrough in terms of using americium in radioisotope power systems for deep space missions that could last for 400 years. That would be a really, really cool thing. Okay. Now then, let's take a look at what's been happening during the show here. So Attorney General William Barr, now that he's through his contempt civil citation, he's beginning, supposedly, an investigation of former FBI boss James Comey with everything, including Hillary Clinton, now on the table. Go get him, William. I hope you're the real deal, and we're not just being led down the primrose path again here. Rush Limbaugh has gone on the warpath, exposing the lies of Hillary Clinton and the gang. And that's a good thing. And it's a change of position for him, because back when this whole Vincent Foster thing was starting up, and I was trying to basically get it out there that this was a murder made to look like a suicide, Rush Limbaugh was out there defending, oh, yeah, it was a suicide. Oh, it was a suicide. He was horribly, horribly depressed. And he wouldn't talk about any of the stuff the Clintons were doing, like the Arkansas drug running. But apparently he has now changed his tune on that. Oh, this is ugly. Apparently, if you have type 2 diabetes and you're taking a newer class of medications, you may get into trouble. Apparently, this medication is triggering what's called Fournier gangrene, and it's a flesh-eating disease that attacks your genital or anal region, and it can kill a lot of tissue very quickly. But it's apparently a safety concern for people taking diabetes medications known as SGLT2 inhibitors, according to the FDA. Well, that's a cheerful little thing to have happen to you. Apparently, Amazon has been hit by an extensive fraud. Hackers are siphoning merchant funds. It's like wide open season out there for people running on computers. We already talked about Assange. And okay. I could use some phone calls here. I'm out of my talking points. But I do want to talk about this social media deplatforming and censorship situation. I'm 66 going on 67. Never in my life have I seen Americans' right to talk with each other and communicate with each other under such a dire threat. Whether it's being filtered or deplatformed on social media, or that Digit Labs app where people sitting next to you could report you to the police for saying something that's offensive. Our freedom of speech is under attack. They don't even need to repeal the First Amendment anymore. Americans are too scared to actually use it. In the social media deplatforming, it's not just about conservatives. It's about protecting corporate interests. They're deplatforming health sites, sites that challenge the medical orthodoxy. And we have gone totally fascist in this country. We really, really have. Okay. Somebody just wrote on in the email, people will wake up and make a move when Facebook bans the sitting president. Yeah, well, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think Twitter's going to ban him. Boy, would it happen if they did. Okay. Looking for this as well. All right. So Facebook is now saying they're going to suppress all websites that aren't officially recognized by Wikipedia. And Wikipedia banned whatreallyhappened.com a long time ago. It's a full court press. They're moving very, very rapidly. And this is a huge, because Facebook has been a primary traffic driver for new websites of all kinds, including news sites. But according to Breitbart, ClickGap appears to have been designed to promote websites that managed to build up their readership and following before social media became a thing. Well, that would apply to whatreallyhappened.com. So the system will naturally favor the older establishment media outlets like CNN, Washington Post, the New York Times, etc., some of the biggest drivers of fake news in the era of Donald Trump. And yeah, it's another blatant attempt to shut out the independent media competition. I mean, we had 2 years of the corporate media feeding this garbage about Trump colluding with the Russians in 2016, and that's why poor Hillary Clinton lost her election. It's so sad. Those people still have their jobs. They're very well paid. None of the people who lied to us about Saddam's nuclear weapons ever lost their jobs. Those CNN reporters who claimed that there were elections in Venezuela last January, they still have their jobs. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Robert in London. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Yes, yesterday I had trouble with the internet, as I explained to you yesterday about my radio going down. And also on Monday, I've used Fox, my web browser.
You mean Firefox?
Firefox. I've been using that for so many years. And on Monday, they killed all my add-ons to the Firefox and some updates, you know, automatic updates. And they talked about this closing down of people being taken off YouTube, etc. And I think it's very much they're building up to the war, and they need to grab hold of the talking points. You know, the system needs to grab hold of the talking points and reestablish control over the people, you know, the narrative. It's all because the Iran, is it Iran, is it Venezuela, somewhere, anywhere, please let's have war. We need to control the narrative. So anybody who's not controlled, we need to control quickly. That's my theory.
Yeah, that's basically it, is recapturing the narrative because... again, we know that these wars are all being started with lies. We know that corporate media lies, that CNN whopper about elections in January being a good example of that. And if there's one place where the independent media has had an impact, it's that we have retrained the American people. Back at the height of the original Cold War, 1950s, 1960s, going into the 1970s, the American people trusted the government. They trusted the corporate media. They believed what they were told. They believed that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone, or at least they did for about 30 years. Now they're having their doubts about that. And the U.S. government, corporate media, want to go back to that golden age. The problem with that is that if independent media is driven out of existence, it's not like people are going to overnight go back to just trusting everything they see on the TV sets and at those podiums where the politicians are speaking. The trust is going to be gone. The American people are becoming very cynical. And the fact that they're shutting down the independent media, it's very alarming. Anyway, Robert, stay on the line. I got to take a commercial break here, and we'll be back with you after these few words.
don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Robert in London. We're talking about the internet. And there are a couple of overlapping issues to look at. And one of them is the general decline in the quality of service by companies such as Spectrum, which we're having to deal with here. And the fact that so much of what we deal with related to the internet and computers has become, I think, almost unusably complicated. And what's going on is all these little devices and trinkets and phones and tablets are being designed by people where that's all they do. That's their entire lives. And so, of course, it all makes perfect sense to them. And then it gets put out into the marketplace and it's bought by an end consumer who is like just befuddled and dazzled by all the additional buttons and switches on it. And that can be an issue. Speaking of the decline in the quality of service, a lot of people wrote in to complain about how my YouTube feed was not working very well today. That too may have been Spectrum, because at one point during the show, I sent a single email to our board operator at RBN. It arrived 10 different times. So there are some problems there. So, Robert, do you have anything else to say?
Well, yes, actually, there's a couple of things I want to say. Not just a slight change of subject. You mentioned Leicester just a few minutes ago, right? There
yes.
is no place in England called Leicester. It is called Leicester.
Ah, Leicester. My mistake.
Because we Brits live in Britland, and we call Leicester Leicester. I know you read it as Leicester, but
yes.
we say it as Leicester. And that's
well,
how it is. Yeah.
Okay, I'll accept the correction on that
go.
One.
It's
I mean, I didn't
those,
get up that far when I was in Britain.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, can I just tell you a funny little story? I've actually, the way the Americans, you know, I follow YouTube a lot, and I am so used to the American attitude. I have worked with Americans since, you know, back in 72, actually. And the way that on the YouTube, you know, people complain about what's going on in America, etc., and around the world, the talking points have been from 72. You know, in those days, it was Vietnam War, etc. And
yes,
but not only the Vietnam War by any means, but just the whole American lifestyle was just really so abhorrent to so many people. You know, that I worked with, and they would just talk about their home country in terms that you talk about your country on your channel. So I'm so used to it. So all I'm saying is that what's wrong with America? It's been under it's been talked for the last how many 50, 60 years. You know, and it's I've got lots more to say on that, but I don't want to be too winded. But can I just say a fun little? Can I give you just a fun little story?
In yes, my but church, make it fast, please, because we're almost at the commercial
very
break.
Fast. Yeah, in my church, we had a team that ventured. They wanted to go to Paris. They wanted to open a new center in Paris. So, a coach load of people filled the coach, and they wanted to be French. They wanted to look French because you know you want to look the common person, and. The idea of a French person was the little cartoon chap with the blueberry and the striped jersey, Tintin, I think his name was.
Okay.
Yeah, so Tintin was your typical French person, right? So everybody went to Paris, you know, like a whole bus, 30 people, and they all were dressed with the blue striped jersey and the blueberry. And they got to Paris, and they got off the bus, and there was nobody who wore what they wore.
Yeah, I could almost kind of see that one coming.
Yeah, absolutely. But it was a true story. I didn't see it myself, but my friend told me. Thank you very much. I'm sorry.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over here to Joe in California. And, Joe, I'm probably going to have to take you through this next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Mike. You know, a couple of things I wanted to reply to. First, thank you, Robert in London, for correcting. For all these years, I've been saying Leicester. So, yes, Leicester, thank you so much. And thank you, too, for the funny story. Mike, regarding the Notre Dame, did you... I was away for a while. I haven't been listening. Did you report the story from, it was from Mondo Weiss, about what the Israeli rabbi said about Notre Dame? Why it was divine justice that it burned, because it was revenge for the Parisians. Evidently, there was a burning, a large-scale burning of the Talmud in the 13th century.
Yes,
he said this
I remember.
Was divine justice.
Yeah,
so I
remember
what
that.
You know, a lot of these... Israeli, I mean these radical extremist rabbis in these settlements. I mean, one of them came out with a statement about how Hitler was right about everything.
Okay, Joe, got to put you on hold. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold. Arms and or legs often go to sleep. Sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Joe in California. We're talking about the fire at Notre Dame and how this rabbi came on out and said that it was divine retribution for the burning of the Talmud in the courtyard, which makes as much sense as claiming that Notre Dame was set on fire by the Knights Templar because their last Grand Master, Jacques de Molay, was slow roasted to death in that same courtyard. So, but again, it's a very hateful thing for that rabbi to say.
Yeah, I mean, yes, it is. I mean, it's just in general how the corporate media ignores such things, where if a Muslim cleric says something or if a priest says something, something that either is racist, can be interpreted as being bigoted or racist, they're called on it. But seems like the rabbis are always given a free pass. But my main point my main reason for calling Mike was for Joe from Tennessee. Hearing Joe, it seems like Trump is doing a great job, and he's not. Trump, in my view, Trump is a criminal. He's not a stooge of Russia. He's a stooge of Israel. But regarding China, Joe in Tennessee has to realize that there are companies in the U.S. that are doing business with China, that are shipping goods to China, and their receivers, the importers in China of these goods, there's a lot of confusion right now. The whole business is in limbo because they don't know what types of tariffs their government is going to impose as a response to what the U.S. is doing. So a lot of businesses in the U.S., yes, you're right, you know, we don't have the manufacturing that we once had, but there's still a lot of companies that do business that export to China, and right now their business is in limbo because they don't know what's going to happen. So yeah. I wish people like Joe would study the issue more before opening up their fat mouths.
Well, let's not get personal here. You know, let's keep our discourse civil.
But hearing Joe, it seems like he's speaking to the podium of the White House.
I'm sorry?
I said hearing Joe seems like he's speaking from the podium of the White House.
Yeah, I did get that sense. He's a very, very pro-Trump, and he's trying to talk Trump up. But I think in the long run, this trade war with China is going to cause a lot more damage to the United States than it does to China. We've seen that before with a lot of these other sanctions. It backflashes on our own industry.
Absolutely. And sending ships through the Taiwan Strait or to the South China Sea, I'd like to see what the U.S. would do if China sent some ships, some battleships, off the coast of New England or in the Gulf of Mexico. I'd like to see what the U.S. response, these neocons, that fat Pompeo or Bolton would do, or, you know, Trump's real bosses. I'd like to see what they would do, what they would force Trump to do if the Chinese or the Russians did the same thing. No, but when the U.S. does it, or when the U.S. sends vessels in the Black Sea, it's a good thing. They're just testing the freedom of the seas. That's an outrageous argument, and it's just patently wrong.
Well, it absolutely is, and it's just the U.S. government trying to, you know, patrol its empire, and that's really what it's about. But my issue with Joe isn't whether or not the U.S. has a right to send those ships through those waters. The issue was one of timing, that when you are trying to talk to China and reduce tensions in the economy, you don't poke them in the eye by sending ships through the Taiwan Strait and into what China says is their territorial waters in the South China Sea.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm just fed up, Mike. You can hear it in my voice. Trump is the deep state. Trump is the deep state. There's no deep state war between the deep state and Trump. He is the deep state. He hasn't drained the swamp. He's brought in the likes of Pompeo and Bolton and these other people. I don't know how Joe can say, and other people who can say this, and trust me, Mike, if and when this war with Iran starts, the so-called deplorables, the people like Joe who loved Trump, who supported him in 2016, they're going to be the first ones in line supporting this war. Trust me.
Yep. I think you're absolutely right. Trump
has
basically
like
given the deep state almost everything that they wanted.
Absolutely.
And so I keep scratching my head and saying, why is there still so much animosity? I mean, over on the Fox News feed here, they're still going on about, well, the next step after Mueller's report, we've got to open up more investigations. So I don't know exactly what's going on, but Trump is a disappointment, I think, basically sums it up.
But it's become a cult, like with Hillary Clinton. It's become a cult. He can do no wrong. He campaigned against these wars, and yet here we are. We could have one with Venezuela and Iran. And of course, the wars in Syria continue, and the wars in the war in Yemen continues as well. So he's been a complete, unmitigated disaster.
Yep, not going to argue against you. The only way I would ever support him in 2020 is if Hillary runs again.
Well, I feel the whole system is corrupt, Mike. Even if Tulsi Gabbard. I support Tulsi Gabbard just on her anti-war position. But even if she were to win the White House, she would be the same. She wouldn't be able to enact her agenda. She'd be the same. She'd be handcuffed. She'd become a warmonger. She'd have the likes of John Bolton and Pompeo. Call me cynical. I believe that's what would happen. That's how corrupt our system is. They have an iron grip on the system, these people. Even a person like Tulsi Gabbard, she couldn't get her agenda, her anti-war agenda through. Not a chance. It's impossible. The interests against her, the money involved, no way, no chance.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say I agree with you. It is a systemic problem. And again, looking at my prognostication that the U.S. government is headed for a Soviet Union-style collapse, it becomes predictable that we would be going through this kind of period of partisanship and just infighting, visible in public view infighting among the various politicians. But I think this nation is headed for a crash. I just hope they don't take the rest of the world down with them in a nuclear war.
I just want to say one thing where Trump's wanting to policy. He wants to lower the, I guess, the threshold for those who are living in poverty, to bring that number down. The inflation numbers are underreported. You hear a guy like what's his name from Shadow Stats, John Williams from Shadow Stats. The inflation is a lot worse than the government reports. So you're going to lower these numbers. You're going to make it even harder for these people. And I'm not one for handouts, but look, all the offshoring of jobs, they created this problem. They created this poverty.
They did. They absolutely did. They've created this whole mess here. And one of the ways that they rig the inflation numbers is they don't include the price of food, which is where inflation shows up first.
Exactly. Yeah. So I just wanted to get that off my back. I mean, Joe's a good guy. He's intelligent. I can tell that. But I got a little emotional. But I feel like people like Joe, they need to step back from their devotion to Trump and just look at things, you know, look at the cold facts and what he's done and what he promised that he was going to do, what he hasn't done. So
yes,
I'll just leave it at that.
All right. Well, thank you for the phone call, and we're going to let you go. And the phone lines are now open. And I just got a text message from Northern Colorado saying that there is a freeze warning for tomorrow night. Gosh darn that human-caused global warming. What can I tell you about that? Okay, we've been talking about how science is corrupted by money. And there's this story that came out of the Daily Mail, no less, saying that Coca-Cola underwrites a lot of research at universities regarding their product and product safety. But experts going through the documents have discovered there is a clause in there where Coca-Cola gets the research results before anybody else and can legally basically shut down the research and walk away with the data. And, you know, if you want your money, you'll sign the contract. And that's basically what it is. Researchers say the legal clauses they found mean that Coca-Cola could suppress critical health information and may have already done so. But there is no way of knowing if so, what, when, and to what extent. Okay. Now, getting on back to Robert in London, there was a problem with Firefox this last week, and it came on down to the expiration of an intermediate signing certificate, which is used to authenticate third-party Firefox add-ons and extensions. And apparently the certificate expired, somebody wasn't paying attention, and all the add-ons shut down. In some cases, people lost actual work. I mean, with the reactivation of the certificate, the add-ons came back, but a lot of people just actually lost work. So that's what happened with that. Another article, this one also from the Daily Mail, talking about your little household helper device. And they're talking about Alexa and how basically, yes, it is listening to you. It's eavesdropping on your housemate's gossip. It's recording details about insurance policies. And apparently, for some reason, is even listening to the family dog. One user found his Alexa repeatedly activated to record the same guest in their house gossiping about work colleagues, while another one was recorded in a private discussion about their insurance policy and another about a dream job. Apparently, in one household, Alexa woke up 13 times to record the dog barking. That's kind of a scary, scary thing here. Apparently over in Texas, they're proposing a law that would ban junk food purchases on food stamps, which I think makes a lot of sense. That stuff is not healthy. and it's just more profits for the big food conglomerates. Another little piece of news from space. If you've looked at a lot of the photos of astronauts on the International Space Station, it sometimes looks like their heads are a little puffy. And it turns out that researchers have found that spaceflight changes the way fluids shift in the brain's ventricles and basically push the fluid in the ventricles upwards, causing them to slightly expand three ventricles in the brain. And apparently the skulls will stretch, but it can also lead to vision problems. Okay, story out of Investment Watch blog. Let's make a deal. Trade war cloud over 2020. Wall Street on edge. They should be. And like I said earlier, today's stock market looked like it was on its way to recovering some of yesterday's losses. And at the last moment, it just hit a wall. All right. So, and this is kind of a little weird. Over at the Common Sense Show, you do have to be careful about what's going on. Yesterday, Hal Turner was out there saying that there was a preemptive strike on Iran that was to take place today. He was echoing that story about Iran is moving their missiles around with boats, but it didn't happen. This is over at the Common Sense Show, and normally Dave Hodges is bang spot on, but he's running this article about how a deep cover source reveals that 8,000 Russian Spetsnaz troops are poised to attack American infrastructure. And it's more propaganda. I'm sorry, I don't believe this. I don't buy this. So apparently this all goes back to the Obama administration, because in 2013, they invited Russian troops for terror drills on U.S. soil. And following that, FEMA signed, pardon me, agreements to cooperate with Putin's Russian's emergency ministry. Well, that doesn't sound like all that terrible thing to have happening. It was back when we were still kind of semi-friends with Russia. But that's a very scary story and a very scary headline. And I'm concerned that somebody is going to read one of these headlines and they're going to act on it. All righty. A while back, we talked about how the New Mexico governor closed the border checkpoints. Just let them sit empty, no staff in there at all, left them wide open. And so it's no surprise that the drug cartels are pouring their product through there. And it's just coming on in. All right. Right now in this country, there are 4.2 million unsold cars. If the economy is so great, why are 6,000 stores scheduled to close this year? The economy's not good. I mean, it just isn't. We know they're lying about the unemployment numbers. We know they're hedging, fudging, cooking the books on the rate of inflation. They're probably cooking the books on the GDP. And again, going back to the reference to the former Soviet Union, toward the end, the government was lying to their people about everything, just trying to keep them calm, trying to keep them in their place, not get them upset, just tell you whatever we think you want to hear, so you'll just go back to work and do what you're supposed to be doing. I hold, of course, that a government that lies to its people has no respect for the people. And we're not talking about classified military information here. We're talking about the economic numbers that we're being lied to about. And I've read that Constitution, and nowhere in it does it give the government the authority or the right to lie to the people. In fact, the way this country was set up, it was the other way around. The government was answerable to the people. We were supposed to be in charge. We were supposed to keep an eye on that government and make sure they did what we, the people, needed. Because the proper function of any government is to do collectively what the people cannot do individually, and that's pretty much all. And today we have this bloated government that no matter how much money it takes from you, it can't balance its budget. It's still spending money like crazy. If you think about it, Trump's lowering of the poverty level is another, just another way of taking money away from American people. And for all we know, all of these cyber breaches that are stealing all this cryptocurrency and everything, it's just another way that government spy agencies are plundering the nation to keep feeding the war machine. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with our last segment after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today on Hump Wednesday. And we're going to go back to the phones. G in Maryland, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, Mike? You said you like flight simulators?
Yeah.
You never thought about, like, getting into, like, those RC planes with the with the FPV on it, and like you can just see what it's looking at, which on the remote and whatnot.
I mean, I've seen them, and I've seen drones that do pretty much the same thing, but you know, I just I don't have the time or the money for such things.
Yeah, they're pretty fun. They're pretty fun. If you're in a flight simulator, that's definitely something you want to get to. Yeah, they're a little pricey, but it's a hobby. It's like a project. You know, you just got to put some time and effort to. But hey, Mike, I wanted to, a couple minutes ago, you were talking about Coca-Cola, how they were saying some stuff. I was watching something on RT how they were investigating Coca-Cola's. They were making some commitments on how, because they were trying to tackle the world's pollution problem, and what they were doing is they were trying to say that they were going to start making their products with more recycled plastics. And like I said, I can't remember. You got to find it. Was on RT today or yesterday or today. And they were saying how the Coca-Cola they were lying about how much plastic they were actually recycling. These corporations, I mean, they say all these stuff that they're going to do all this and they're trying to help and stuff, and they're really not. They're just lying. Yeah, they're just lying. And if people want to change the way the world is, I think people just got to start boycotting and just start taking action and just buying stuff that, you know, that doesn't help their pockets, because that's what it ends up to. If you're buying their products, you're helping them out. You're empowering them, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's all about getting your money out of your pocket and into their pocket. And the products are made more cheaply, value engineered, I think is the phrase they like to use. And the prices go up. You can see that every time you go down to the supermarket, where the packages are just a little bit smaller and the prices keep going on up to maximize their profitability. Now, I don't drink Coca-Cola. I haven't had one in years, mostly because they stopped using natural sugar and instead went with high fructose corn syrup, which I can't tolerate, and I don't like the artificial sweeteners. It just tastes too chemically. I do remember Coca-Cola from when I was a kid, and it had a much better taste back then.
Well, I remember that the Coca-Cola, the original ingredient, actually had cocaine in it, but they stopped that.
Yeah, it was originally sold as a patent medicine.
Yeah, and I mean, they got some Coca-Colas you can buy that doesn't have the high fructose corn syrup. You gotta really look for it. Gotta dig deep, and there's certain stores that sell it. It just has
they had
sugar.
It out here in Hawaii briefly, but they stopped sending it out here. Another reason I want to get back to Indiana is there's so much stuff that you can buy on the mainland, it's just not here. Anyway, there's the music, G. We got to let you go and sign off. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here and at whatreallyhappened.com and share it with everyone that you know. Right now, person-to-person communication is our best means of spreading the truth in the face of a corporate governmental structure that's trying to drown us in lies. So have a good rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.